Good evening. I'm Kevin Baird with a KUAC News Minor update. A new daytime shelter for homeless Fairbanks residents could open in early November at the J.P. Jones Community Development Center. J.P. Jones Operations Director Kelvin Lee said details are being hammered out and final approval is still needed from the Community Center's Board of Directors. Lee said space rentals at J.P. Jones generally taper off in the winter, and the Fairbanks Housing and Homeless Coalition had been searching different avenues for a daytime shelter. Lee said the proposed daytime shelter would be upstairs and provide homeless people with a chance to get a cup of coffee, warm up, and watch TV. Fairbanks Housing and Homeless Coordinator Mike Sanders said he is working with AmeriCorps Vista volunteers to reach out to service organizations and bring these services to the daytime shelter on a rotating basis. In August, Project Homeless Connect put homeless people in touch with an array of free services such as haircuts, DMV identification cards, employment opportunities, a foot clinic, and a needle exchange. Sanders said the idea is to provide some of these same services and more. Sanders is hoping to get Fairbanks Memorial Hospital and the mental health community involved with this project, too. It's Municipal Election Day, and polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for area, city, and borough voters to elect local government representatives, including school board, council, assembly, and interior gas utility members. Fairbanks voters will also consider ballot propositions to ban marijuana businesses in the city and borough. Fairbanks city voters will additionally consider a measure to allow property tax increases to compensate for state funding shortfalls, QUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Turnout in the Fairbanks North Star Borough for off-year local elections like today's often barely breaks into double digits. But this year could be different if turnout at the polls is anything like the brisk pace of requests for early voting and absentee ballots that both the borough and city clerk's offices have been dealing with lately.
We are definitely up. We're having a steady turnout in our office and both the city clerk's office downtown as well.
Borough Clerk Nancy Ashford Bingham says her staff's been processing requests for early and absentee ballots at a brisk pace over the past month.
We've already processed 1,974, and that is up quite a bit from last year.
Ashford Bingham says the borough tallied less than half that amount of early and absentee ballots for the 2016 local election after they'd been verified, and this year's requests so far also exceed the 2015 total, when, among other things, voters elected a borough mayor and rejected a controversial air quality ballot measure.
We processed 1,492 in 2015.
This year's ballot lists a similarly controversial measure for voters in Fairbanks and unincorporated borough areas, a proposition that asks voters to outlaw local marijuana-related businesses. Borough voters also will elect two new assembly members and fill a third seat on the body with either the incumbent or his challenger. They'll also select a new school board member and consider re-electing a couple of incumbents. And they'll select a new member for the Interior Gas Utility Board. Fairbanks voters will either return incumbents or write-in candidates for two uncontested city council seats. They'll also consider a ballot measure that asks permission to increase city property taxes to raise enough money to fill the gap created by cuts in state revenue sharing. The shortfall for the coming fiscal year is now estimated at $1.7 million. Also today, North Pole voters will fill two city council seats, and Delta Junction voters will consider electing four council members. Voters in Delta and other communities in the unorganized borough also will vote for school board candidates for their respective regional educational attendance areas. Ashford Bingham says the clerk's office will be regularly posting election results to its webpage after polls close at 8 p.m. and will post unofficial vote totals when all 40 borough precincts have submitted their ballots later tonight. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Alaska State Troopers will investigate a fatal shooting by a Seward Police Department officer. Troopers say the officer shortly before 2 a.m. Sunday made a traffic stop and contacted 41-year-old Micah McComas of Chugiak. McComas and the officer were in the parking lot of a Safeway store. During the incident, McComas was shot and killed. Troopers say the police officer received non-life-threatening injuries. Results of the trooper investigation will be forwarded to the Office of Special Prosecution for review. The name of the police officer has not been released. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Kevin Baird.